This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Morning, everyone. This is not Steve Gruber. This is Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve. Obviously, Steve has taken to Michigan's great outdoors, as you heard him talk about on Wednesday. It is almost a holiday for him. He is one of those types who likes to go out and sit in the middle of the woods in this freezing cold weather and hope to bring home something to provide for his family, put it on the table. I much prefer the warm radio studio here, but appreciate you joining us this morning and hopping along for the ride, and hope you treat me well. Steve prefaced this on Wednesday. I'm only here for a short time filling in for him, but happy to be along with you for the ride. Got lots of stuff going on across our great nation and across our great state, but one of the things that is currently continuing to make headlines is this Florida recount of the U.S. Senate race and the gubernatorial race down there, and it just seems like there's one issue after the next. I mean, this is deja vu all over again. I might be dating myself here, but, you know, I remember when I was in high school, 2000, we had this problem down in Florida with the inability to determine if someone voted or not, the quote-unquote hanging chad, if you will. You know, you thought they would have gotten everything figured out. They passed some laws to make sure that something like that didn't happen again, but they don't have a hanging chad problem this time. It's more of a counting problem, which, you know, you'd think the county clerks down there in Broward County would know how to count these elections and tally them up. But apparently that's too tall of an order. We have the Secretary of State had ordered for the state of Florida, ordered a statewide recount, machine recount for both the U.S. Senate race and the gubernatorial race. And reports show now that the governor's race between Democrat Andrew Gillum, and Republican Ron DeSantis is over. They had showed that there was a half a point differential in the original counts. They did a that triggers a manual recount, and now the numbers show that it is virtually assured that Ron DeSantis will be the next governor of the state of Florida. However, that's not to be said for the U.S. Senate race. They have triggered yet again another recount, and a manual recount, which, you know, they got to hand count all the votes. And so we are still yet undetermined to who will be the U.S. Senator for the great state of Florida coming into 2019. Definitely going to have an effect on the way Republicans vote in the U.S. Senate, as they currently enjoy a majority. They added a couple to their 51-49 majority. However, you know, at this point, with all of the controversy surrounding judicial appointments, and with Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski having some issues on when it comes to some of these judges, the Republicans need every vote they can get to get some of these conservative judges on these panels. And I think they would be quite happy if this Florida election recount could wrap up. I mean, we are, you know, almost 2 weeks out of the election, and we still don't know who the U.S. Senator from the great state of Florida is going to be. But, you know, it's one of those issues where it's not just the fact that they had a hard time counting these votes. It's the way in which they operated. And let's be clear that the two counties that they were focusing on, the two counties that had problems reporting their numbers, Palm Beach County and Broward County, two heavily Democratic counties. And there was just one thing after another where they either weren't following the law as prescribed in the state of Florida, or there were questionable practices at times. We saw a video of ballots being transported using citizen vehicles, moving vans, etc. In a unlit parking lot. And just the fact that after they did one of the first recounts, they came up and they had a substantial number of votes missing, Palm Beach County reported. They completed their recount on Thursday, only to discover that there were missing a substantial number of votes when compared to the initial count. This is according to a New York Times reporter down there. And, everybody gets on the fact that we want to make sure people can vote. Absolutely. You absolutely want to make sure people can vote. You want to make sure every vote's counted. And that is why it is so important that we follow the election laws as they are laid out. And it's specifically for this type of situation. Obviously, like I said before, you want to make sure every vote counts. But when you have close races that can be determined by a small margin, and that is the case in Florida with the U.S. Senate race going to a manual hand recount. It indicates it is less than a quarter of a percentage point close. Very narrow margins. You cannot have this sort of uncertainty when it comes to how some of these counties are operating under these election laws. And we got to make sure every vote's counted for sure, but we also have to make sure that the law is followed to a T to ensure that our great democracy can move forward. Now, speaking of making sure everything is in order, speaking of making sure we know what we're counting, you don't want to get caught with your taxes in chaos. That's another thing you don't want to mess up. Getting to the end of the year, you got to get on top of them today. Fresh Start Tax Solutions is here to help. Chris McClatcher, 25 years experience helping people just like you. You can go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. I mean, taxes are something you really don't want to mess around with. Like election, you want to make sure you follow the law to a T, make sure that there's nothing there that they can get you on because, well, it's the IRS, of course, and they'll find a way to get you. So you got to make sure everything is taken care of coming up on the end of the year with that. So don't get caught with your taxes in chaos from our friends at Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We are off to a great start here on this beautiful Friday. Steve is not in studio. You have me, Jeff Wiggins. He's out in the wonderful winter wonderland now, I guess. That is our great state of Michigan off on the hunt. But you have Jeff Wiggins here for the next couple hours. So stick with us on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.